And with the microphone on, I'll repeat it. There is a difference. But unless you make an effort and bring it into focus, you'll never know what it is. When two or three gather together in my name, Christ said, I am with them. Christ is among us right now. You can encounter the Christ at the liturgy of the Mass. And of course, liturgy is a fancy church word that means public worship service. You can encounter the Christ at the liturgy of the Mass. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can encounter the Christ at the liturgy of the Mass during the liturgy of the Word. And here's how that works. You have to focus. The liturgy of the Word is that part of the Mass where words are being heard. When Father greets you, when he says a prayer, when the lectors read the scripture, when the deacon or priest reads the gospel, when you hear the words from the choir singing in a hymn, Christ has invited you to Mass this morning. I know you think you decided to come here yourself. I don't buy that. Christ said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. You were invited by Christ to come to Mass this morning. And I believe during the liturgy of the Word, Christ has an individual, specific, personal message for you. Now don't misunderstand me. I don't mean you're going to hear God's audible voice. If he does, you really have a problem. Or if you hear it, rather. What I mean is this. You may have a thought. You might get an idea. Maybe a prompting. Christ has a message for you in the liturgy of the Word. But if you're not focused on those words, you'll never hear the message. It kind of works like this. Suppose you get a neighbor who lives across the street. You've lived across from each other for several years. And all you do is wave to each other once in a while in the morning or the afternoon. Occasionally you pass the time of day about the weather should you intercept each other at the mailbox. But that's all you do. I would suggest to you that over the years, you come to know a lot about that neighbor. Their names, where they work, what their kids' names are, what school maybe the kids go to, where the people come from, which state in the union originally. But if you never make an effort to encounter them, you'll never come to know them. You will, yes, come to know about them, but you'll never come to know them. And there is a difference between knowing about someone and knowing someone. And now you know where I'm going with this, don't you? There is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. You must make the effort to encounter the Christ in order to get to know him. You must make the effort to encounter your neighbors in order to get to know them. And you can encounter the Christ in the liturgy of the Word, but you have to listen to those words. You have to hear those words in order to get that message. You know, Christ was a pretty good preacher, to say the least. As he was preaching, the crowds were growing exponentially. Think about that. That was in a time long before social media or billboards or advertisements or television or announcements. The only way people knew about this preacher was word of mouth, and the crowds were growing exponentially, is the only word I can think of. 5,000 men, maybe as many as 15,000 people on the side of a hill listening to Christ preach. He was a very good preacher. And then what happened? One day, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have life everlasting. Now, he said that in the context of a time when people had no idea in the world what he was talking about, and it repulsed them. There are those who will lead you to believe that when Christ said, I am in the bread, I am in the blood, you must eat this bread and drink this blood, this is me, there are those today who will try to lead you to believe that he only meant that symbolically. Well, if he did, I would suggest this to you. If he only meant it symbolically, the people had begun to leave him in droves. Symbolically, if that was his intention, then he would have said to the apostles and the disciples, oh, wait, go get the crowds, go tell them, bring them back. Tell them I didn't mean it literally, I only meant it symbolically. But he did not say that. He simply turned to Peter and the apostles and said, how about you? Will you leave me also? They were repulsed, the people were repulsed by eat my flesh and drink my blood. And Peter's response on behalf of the apostles was, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. That sounds so easy to hear him say that. You and I have a 2,000-year church history to look back on. At the time Peter mouthed those words, he didn't even know Christ was going to be crucified, let alone experience Christ's resurrection. He had not experienced that yet. He had not experienced the transfiguration. He didn't have a clue what Christ was talking about. But he knew Christ is God. He had come to know the Christ. And so he said, "Where am I going to go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life." You can encounter the Christ at the liturgy of the Mass, during the liturgy of the Word, and during the liturgy of Sacred Eucharist. But you have to focus. Let me make an example for you, or share an example with you. I think the most beautiful prayer in the Catholic Church is the sign of the cross. I sit up there on Sunday morning. This is not criticism. This is observation. Well, it's criticism, but it's observation. And I see lots of us come in the church, dip our fingers in the holy water, if I don't know anyone, and they're looking around at us and so forth. The sign of the cross is a beautiful prayer because the sign of the cross is the simple, single sign of how much Christ loves you. What more could Christ do to express his love for you? He died. He died. What more could he do more eloquently to express his love to you? The sign of the cross is that expression of his love for you. So if you make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and focus on what you're saying and doing, that's going to bring into your consciousness, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves me. That's how you encounter God at Mass. When you come to Holy Communion and you walk up to Holy Communion, you're standing in front of the priest or the layperson or the deacon, and you're, gosh, her hair doesn't look very good this morning. I wonder if we'll go to breakfast after. Oh, Father, thank you very much. I would suggest to you that that's not much more different than just waving to your neighbor across the street. If you're not focused, if you don't bring the Christ into focus, you will not encounter him. Christ said, literally, "I am in the bread and the blood." Focus on the bread and the blood. Bring Christ into your life. There is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God, and God has called you to Mass this morning so that you will come to know him. And finally, I would say this. You can encounter the Christ outside of Mass. Earlier I said, when two or three gather together in my name, I am among you. Later this morning after communion, one of our lay folks is going to talk to you about small group gatherings here at Resurrection. Listen to the words. Christ may be inviting you someplace. Pay attention. Focus. When you're at Mass, make the effort. Encounter the Christ. Come to know God.